Who says the Republican Party's not inclusive? Even some punkers, those kids with tattoos, spikes, and attitude, are backing President Bush for re-election. Youth Radio's Enrique Rivera reports from New York City, site of the GOP convention.
When you think of a punk at the Republican National Convention in New York City right now, you might think of someone like 19-year-old Andre.
If I travel and I may not shower all the time, I got hairy armpits and legs. I have, like, the whole spikes and studs and patches.
Woo!
Andrea is angry about the Bush administration's education policy and came to protest in the streets of New York in typical punk fashion.
Got a framed portrait of the president right there.
And then there's 23-year-old Nick Rizzuto on the opposite end of the punk spectrum. For his job as a sales assistant in New York City, he goes to work covering up his 10 tattoos with a button-down shirt, and he still lives with his parents. But what really sets Nick apart are his political views. A punk for Sir W himself, and proud of the messages that came with the picture of President Bush.
To Mr. Nicholas Rizzuto, thank you for your loyal commitment. I'm looking forward to working with you for a great Republican victory in New York this year.
A few years ago, Nick founded a website called conservativepunk.com as a safe haven for like-minded punks. The site's filled with pro-Bush op-eds, message boards ranting about Michael Moore, and a cartoon page poking fun at John Kerry and Bill Clinton. Nick says when the site first launched, he got dozens of emails each day from both his punk brethren and their arch nemeses, like the guy who recently wrote him saying you can't be both a punk and a conservative.
Of course that idea is outrageous in some respects, and you might feel bullied. It comes back to the idea of conservative punk being equivalent to Black Klansmen. This is the mentality here.
Nick says that mentality is what bugs him, the idea that anyone can dictate what a punk is and isn't. He says some of the godfathers of punk, like Johnny Ramone of the Ramones, were hardcore Republicans. To Nick, the key characteristic of a punk is individuality. Nick's been following the convention, and he's looking forward to hearing what the president has to say tonight. He knows some punks protesting in New York this week, like 21-year-old Peter, take offense when they hear about the website.
Maybe, like, these are the people who became a punk to just piss people off. So to further that, they're like, ooh, not only will we piss everyone off, but we'll piss other punks off by saying we're conservatives.
I didn't create the website with the express purpose of trying to piss people off or trying to one-up other punks.
Whatever Nick was trying to do when he first started out has now grown into the beginning of a community. And every hit to the website is strengthening the relationship between two groups that might never have had a first date on their own. For NPR News, I'm Enrique Rivera in New York City.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.